The following podcast contains adult subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
This is episode 172, and like Daniel Day-Lewis, I am a character actor of a podcaster, which means I'm not really a podcaster, I'm just a guy really into pretending he's a podcaster.
You do pretend a lot.
Yo, what up, this is Doyle, again, calling in because I'm feeling like shit about our pop culture classic this week, Last of the Mohicans. And, yeah, I thought I liked this movie. I don't know if it's just time or what, but fuck, it's hard to watch now. I'm glad they're dead. I'm glad they're gone. Hopefully there will be no more Mohicans. I just did not enjoy this viewing at all. Again, I don't know if it's just the time I watched it, but it's just so slow and so, it's fucking boring. Both sides, sort of like three different, I guess, camps going on in the show. None of them understand each other. None of them make an effort. Nothing about any of the characters are appealing to me, but all kind of smug assholes who couldn't give a shit about anything but what they're doing. Lots of nature scenes, I guess. That's kind of nice if you're into that. But yeah, again, Mohicans, nevermore. I'm just not a fan. Sorry, I can't remember who picked this one, but it wasn't me. If you suffered through it as well. I do think actually a lot of people like this movie, though, so it's probably just like a tries to me thing. It is a very well-made movie. I mean, I can give it that. It definitely has a lot, well, I don't know, a lot. There's a lot of boring. Fucking movie is boring to me. But I hope you guys are enjoying the show. Hopefully I'll be back next time. And yeah, you know, Michael Kirk, may you rest in peace. Visit Patreon, you know, visit us online, anywhere that Google will take you. Thinking Outside the Long Box, Experience Based Productions. You can buy some shit with us on it. We have a new calendar out. So go ahead and do all those things. And yeah, talk to you guys next time. Hopefully be there with the guys. And I will, I guess I'm gonna peace off. I'm going to peace out, enjoy myself. You guys peace off as well. Bye-bye.
We're live.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 172 of Thinking Outside the Long Box. Was that the right number?
Yeah, you're right.
Holy shit. I'm Gabe.
I'm Juan.
And we're joined.
I'm sick.
And we're joined by no one.
Nobody.
And nothing.
And I don't think did. Oh, yeah. Doyle did leave a message for this one, too.
He got the fat Mexicans confused there for a second.
Did I?
Yeah.
Call.
You said Gabe Doyle called in.
Gabe Doyle.
Gabe Doyle.
That's the human centipede combination.
Dibs on front. Oh, man.
Oh, that's gross.
It's super gross.
Ooh,
not
shit.
Not as gross as this movie. Last of the Mohicans. What a gore fest. Just action-packed, nonstop eyeball slaughter.
Oh, wait. I mean, there was a lot of slaughter, but you didn't really see anything.
That's because this movie boring as fuck.
You had to pretend like the tomahawk went through him.
You're all, dang, that looked like it would have been violent in another movie. So, of course, we're going to be talking about our pop culture classic, chosen by Jason, who, of course, is the smart one. So he always picks, like, films as opposed to, like, bubblegum crap. And so this episode, we are going to be talking about 1992. Is that right?
Yes.
1992's Last of the Mohicans, starring Daniel Day-Lewis, who is a white person pretending to be an Indian.
So me and Alicia watched this movie together.
Sorry, and Alicia.
And so I thought maybe he wasn't an Indian. He wasn't native. But he was just a part of the tribe.
Correct. That is.
So he's not. I don't think he's pretending to be an Indian.
Well, I mean, even in the movie, he's a white dude pretending to be an Indian. Right. Because he was.
No, but I mean.
He was adopted.
Right.
Because his family was killed.
Right.
And he's like. And like she said, he's supposed to be a half breed.
Right.
So.
But I don't. when you say pretending, that kind of has undertones to it.
It's just me being an
asshole. So, but she did ask the same thing, and I was like, I don't think he's a Native American, and they just chose a white dude to portray a Native American.
That is,
I think he just is a part of the tribe.
The story is that he's half.
Yeah.
And that he – because that they talk about that in the movie when he's having like a – when he's sitting with that lady looking at stars and shit. But when they have – fuck, man, this movie was dull. But when they have that conversation, he talks about how like his mother was an Indian, his dad was white, and they were killed and he was taken in by the tribe to be
raised.
But
we had an appropriation talk, and I was like, I don't think that's what they're doing.
No.
Before it started.
So in – I don't know much about the book, and a part of me wonders if in the book he's just an Indian, you know what I'm right. saying? And in the movie, they're like, well, we really want Oscar award-winning actor Daniel Day-Lewis to play him, so we better come up with a reason why we're not saying, hey, pretend like the white guy's Native.
It's fucked up.
I mean, I don't know. Like I said,
I had no idea what war this was until we looked it up as well.
It's the French and Indian
War. I had no fucking idea, though.
That stuff I knew because I remember reading this this book in like middle school. Boring book, but I knew a lot of. I knew
this fucking movie cost $40 million to make.
It's because it's all outside, dude.
Jesus Christ.
They had, you know, they had to port that stuff all over the fucking place. So this particular kind of novel was very popular, like back in like the 1800s and stuff, where right. they're like telling like historical stories but about fictional characters. And then as we moved into like the 50s, that kind of adventure novel, so like Treasure Island, Robinson Crusoe, Last of the Mohicans, the Three Musketeers, they became like super popular boys novels. And so this was one of the books when I was in middle school that my grandpa's like, if you want to learn what it's like to be a man, you need to read this book, you know. And it's all about hunting and fishing and going out into the woods and just surviving, and also standing up to oppression and standing up for your family and like all these kind of things. So it has like these big overarching like American idealist ideals, which are awesome and don't fucking translate to a movie well at all. Like, because it's just talking and talking and talking. And then it's in the hands of Michael Mann, who as a director is way okay with just letting people talk for fucking 3 hours straight, you know. And it's just, it becomes so burdened with, we're trying to look important and be important and look how cinematic this movie is, to the point where you're just like, shut the fuck up. Like, fight something. Do anything.
What does it say about your dad?
That was my granddad.
Oh, your granddad.
Yeah.
That instead of just taking you out into the forest and, like, teaching you things, he's like, ah, fuck that. You couldn't learn to do this by reading this book.
I learned to do everything by reading a book, just so you know.
You don't know how to start a fire. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on, let's be real.
Matches, bro.
Yeah.
That's what we got lighters for. What if you're stuck in the wood without a lighter? Why? Bad on
Survivor.
You.
Survivor.
Bad on you, dumbass.
Try to win $1 million.
Oh, man. So
I thought this movie was awful. And Jason, I'm sorry. I was 5 years old when this came out. I fucking have never seen this movie until just the other day. And I just, it's just too, it's too much. It's too slow. There's not, you don't really know who's the good and the bad guy. There's three different tribes of people that you're dealing with. And it's just you know what I mean? Like, it's just, I mean, at the end of the day, he ends up being, I guess, the good guy, but it's just a weird, slow fucking movie. It reminded me a lot of Dancing with Wolves, but I don't know if he's just so much of a better actor, or the narration helped, or I don't fucking know. But that movie, hand over fist, is 100 times better than what I was watching here. And it's very similar shit. You know what I mean? It's not the same war. It's not the same circumstance.
But stuff happens. Right. Like, that's the difference. I think a major flaw of Last of the Mohicans is the story is trying to tell is actually very, very small. They're trying to get these girls from point A to point
right.
B. And then past that, there's not really much else that's happening other than the, how unsafe they are, the two tribes that are warring with each other, like this concept that, like, of the Mohicans, there's only these two, pure blood natives left. So they're the last of their tribe.
Right.
But in general, the story is, how do we get these ladies from point A to point B without them getting killed? And then when they get to point B, it's just like, okay, they're safe-ish. Now what do we do? And it just – the finish of the movie is just kind of like – it's like the climax happens 40 minutes before the end of the movie where – they get the women to the fort, but then, like, the English betray them, and this happens, and this happens. It just goes, and, okay, I guess we're going to keep going with this, even though nothing really has happened past the main thrust of, like, the movie. I can appreciate, like, the acting in it. It is well acted.
Right.
Like, they seem believable. Like, that British dude seems like a boring ass British dude. Like,
hey Brits.
Like, the Indians, their emotion, their passion behind what's going on, and like the actual, like, war that they're perpetuating, with each other through the French and the British, like, makes a lot of sense.
Right.
Like, that kind of stuff. Knowing the history behind the time probably helps some, but not a whole ton, other than needing to know that it happens before the Revolutionary War.
Right.
So there's not really Americans. There's, like, British frontiersmen and, like, the French.
Well, that's what confused me at first. I was like, it's not – there's Brits there. Like, what the fuck? Like, we're not too far into it that it's not, like, the Civil War or something right. like that. But I had no idea. We had to look it up.
Yeah, it's
it was just curious. Yeah, that's more curiosity than really needing to be told, for me.
But, I mean, it kind of helps to know when it is and kind of what's going on. That separate tribes have taken sides in a war against each other with the help of the British and the French. Like, they don't really care who wins, the British or the French. What they care about is who wins, this tribe versus that tribe kind of thing. So, I don't know. There's some interesting dynamics in there. Like, Daniel Day-Lewis plays a guy that seems like he's pretending to be an Indian, and that's frustrating because Daniel Day-Lewis can be a really, really good actor, but sometimes he overdoes it and makes it too much, where it's just like, man, dude, calm the fuck down.
He's a method actor.
I know. Method acting works like 80% of the time. I feel like this is in the...
I think you have to be the special kind of person to do that.
He nails it sometimes. Right. Like, in The Name of the Father, amazing movie. Gangs of New York, Bill the Butcher is the only thing that's good about that movie. what else?
He's in some kind of Lincoln movie too, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. Lincoln.
Yeah.
Where he plays Lincoln.
Yeah.
And you forget, like, I forgot Daniel Day-Lewis was in it because I was like, yeah, that movie with Abe Lincoln in it.
That's weird.
Yeah. Man, I thought that dude got shot. He looks good.
But I don't know why Jason chose it. I'm guessing he's got some kind of big.
So I think part of it, like, being – I know Jason's a bit older than me, but I remember when this movie came out. It was a huge deal. Huh. Like, people really, really wanted to see it. I saw this movie in the theater with my dad. I remember not enjoying it a ton, but I was super excited to see it because the trailers made it look like it was going to be, like, action-packed fucking natives versus the world, like, tomahawk throwing, musket firing, nonstop craziness. But obviously it wasn't. But I think this won, like, tons of awards and stuff like that.
I'm just saying, $40 million, you could spend some of that money on blood. you know, maybe a fucking wound here or there.
You could spend literally tens of dollars.
It won an Academy Award for Best Sound, an American Film Institute recognition, AFI's 100 Years, 100 Heroes and Villains. Hawkeye was the nominated hero.
Who's, wow, so it didn't win a ton of awards. It didn't really
win anything, no.
See, Roger Ebert gave the film 3 stars and called it quite an improvement on Cooper's all but unreadable book and a worthy successor to the Randolph Scott version, which is an older movie, which I've also seen. Going on to say that The Last of the Mohicans is not an authentic and uncompromised as it claims to be, more of a matinee fantasy that it wants to, more of a matinee fantasy than it wants to admit. But it is probably more entertaining as a result. It's just slow. Like, it's slow. It's not horrible, but it's not. It's The Witcher. It's The Witcher in a movie.
95% critic review, 88%
viewer review. Again, people fucking love this movie. Like,
so weird. 207,350 people went to Rotten Tomatoes to say that they 88% fucking liked this movie.
Huh.
That's insane for a movie that came out in 1992.
So, things that I do love about this movie, it makes me want to go out into the woods and just, like, do some fishing or, like, wander around. Like, it's fucking beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, there's no two ways around.
It's a pretty movie.
The movie itself, like, if it... This movie would be just fine if it was just them walking around in the woods and they didn't have to have a plot and it was 45 minutes long. Like, I would just be like, oh, yeah, that's cool. Man, what a cool forest.
This made me want to watch Dances with Wolves.
Yeah, I can see that. Like, I can 100% get behind that. I just, oh, I had a hard time staying awake, but I did.
I knew it. You said it. I was like, prediction. Gabe falls asleep.
I managed to stave off sleep, but there were moments where I was like, like, stay awake, fuckface.
It made $35.5 million above its budget. So whatever the – I don't have any idea what the advertising budget was, but above the budget it was to, it took to create the movie.
Right. So it made money.
Yeah.
Like I said, it was popular. People were really, really excited about it. Just like they were about Rob Roy, which was also a massive letdown. Oh, no.
I don't know, brother.
These period pieces.
This shit is fucking awful.
Period pieces I'm not the hugest fan of. No. That is for sure.
I'm out on this movie.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Jason. I should start asking him and Doyle why they choose the movies they choose. Yeah. So that I could actually, so we could say it.
Maybe reach out to him and we can add it in.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm saying.
Be like, Jason.
I think we're up.
Jason says.
By the way.
I got a suggestion.
What did we watch last time?
I don't remember.
I'll be able to tell you we're up or
it
not.
It was Doyle's suggestion, though. Wasn't it?
It might not have been.
No, we watched Life.
Was that the pop culture classic?
Yeah. We watched Life, and then we watched this.
So then it's Doyle's turn.
For our turn, I have a suggestion.
Oh, shit. What do you want to watch?
I want to watch Whip It, because my kid wants to watch Whip It.
I don't know what that is.
It's a movie about roller derby.
Ugh. Gross.
It's got Drew Barrymore.
You know it's not good.
It is.
You know it's not good.
I like it.
You like it because your kids like it.
There's a lot of movies like that. I rewatched Wonder Park last night. I definitely wouldn't watch that if Hannah didn't want me to watch that.
Ugh, gross.
Whatever. Are you talking about your boogers? Or
no. I don't know if Doyle's going to answer me, but I just asked him what he wanted to watch. But yeah, I give this movie a thumbs down.
I give this movie like a thumbs quarter.
And I know Jason's going to be like, what? What the fuck's wrong with you? In his very kind voice. Because he's never, seen him very mad.
I don't think I've ever heard him say, what the fuck is wrong with you? I think he'd be like, you're wrong.
You're an idiot.
Go back to watching Life.
I love Life.
Me too. That movie's great. I'm super glad we watched it.
Yeah, thumbs down for me.
Yeah,
I'm out.
I'm going to stick with thumbs quarter. Visually, I love this movie. Like, I could watch this in the background. Like, if I just put it on in the background while I was doing chores and wasn't paying attention to the movie, it'd be perfect for that. You know, just like every once in a while, there's an action scene. Most of the time, there's just beautiful scenery on the TV.
It's like the fun. It's like fun. In Back to the Future 2, bro, when he just has a channel for landscapes.
Oh, I have
on
that
on the screen.
That's a thing. I have there's a channel on Pluto that's just trains driving through pretty landscapes.
That's the weirdest fucking thing ever.
It's awesome. Just put it on. It's just a train in Denmark, train in Scotland, train in
Germany. I want to be on that train.
I do too, but when I'm going to bed, it's nice to just put on here.
Oh, buddy. I woke up at 2 o'clock this morning, just wide awake.
Yeah.
Didn't go to sleep until like after 5.
That's when
so tired.
That's when you watch Train Travels Through Germany, bud. Or
I was watching
Last of the Mohicans.
I was watching Gardening Tips.
Gardening Tips? Yeah. That's good.
We have all of our seeds ready to everything that's out, we're going to plant again. Everything that's in the bag, we decided not to.
Well, right on.
And then I'm going to order some more jalapenos. So
jalapenos.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to my salsa, but
it's all in my freezer still. It will happen, I swear.
Yeah, we'll see.
Takes me a while.
All right, moving on. This movie was awful.
With that said, be sure to check us out. You can find all of our social medias at www.totlb.com, where you can also find our shop, where you can pick up our pinup calendar, whoop, whoop, which has got half-naked ladies in it, which are way more exciting than Last of the Mohicans.
What's his name? Patrick never said anything about the glasses that he got, so you should reach out to see if, make sure that he got them. Langold?
Michael Langold. Yeah.
What'd I say? Patrick?
That's his middle name, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'll ask him.
The spy. Reach out to the spy.
I will.
Sure everything was good.
I'll talk to the spy. He didn't even remember that we were calling him that.
I remember a lot of stupid nonsense.
Oh, man.
But there's glassware on there. I still have... I haven't put them up there, which is my fault, but I still have the what do they call them? Will you put your cups on? Coasters. Still have a box of coasters that we can put up for sale that they'll probably be less than $10 if I remember right.
Nice.
There's some other things aside from the calendar. So it's just totlb.com/shop. There's stickers up there. There's a shirt that is being created that I think you liked the logo too. So, I mean, there's other stuff. So check it out.
Nice. Yeah. Good stuff on there. And of course, you can find us on Patreon at patreon.com/TOTLB, where by supporting the show, you can get free stuff. So
hats, glassware, shirts,
sorts of stuff. Yeah.
All kinds of stuff. You could be a producer. You could pick a pop culture classic.
You could make us watch something super fucking boring.
Yeah, not Mohicans. Please. I'm glad we got that
This is the last movie about Mohicans. So.
It probably is not. Right. Jason's like, oh, really? I usually love all of his picks, too, by the way. It's usually Doyle that we're like, fuck you, Doyle.
Oh, man. Here comes Battlefield Earth. I can sense it.
You know what's funny? Is I was much younger when I watched that movie, and I liked it when I was because I was so way much. Young. Yeah. So who knows? I probably won't like
your
it.
Your stuff blows up.
I probably won't like it on the revisit.
It's brutal. It's a brutal watch, bro. Oh, man.
All right. Well, we're gonna go talk about
Star Wars. Oh, man, I'm actually pretty excited for that.
Me too.
But we'll talk to you guys next episode. Until then, I've been Gabe.
I'm Juan.
Peace, bitches.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Thinking Outside the Long Walks podcast. Join us on Facebook and Twitter to get behind-the-scenes information for exclusive content and to be notified when new episodes are available. The thoughts and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the individual and do not necessarily represent or reflect those of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast, Barron Space Productions, its partners, or affiliates. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is made available by its creators, Juan, John, and Gabe. The podcast is edited and produced by Juan, and Albi is the co-executive producer. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is a Barron Space production.